Hello, it's the gutter. We're back on for a Thursday edition, and I'm keeping the excitement at bay here. I am keeping it all. I'm keeping it down, pushing it down. I've got to talk about Darwin Núñez. I need to talk to my psychiatrist about Darwin Núñez. I'm going to talk to all of you about Darwin Núñez because the news has been breaking in the last 24 hours that a transfer to Liverpool is perilously close, we think. To discuss this with me are Gareth Roberts, Mo Stewart and Andy Heaton. I think we start with where we're up to, what we know so far. Various Portuguese media outlets have been breaking stuff this morning. And what are they saying? Let me just read my notes. Portuguese media reporting that a five-year contract is agreed with Liverpool, that the deal's virtually done, that we've agreed a fee of around 80 million euros plus 20 million in add-on. It's interesting, really. Liverpool don't seem to be able to keep this one quiet. Pep Sierra, who's the guy from Colombia, who I think did some stuff with us at the Anfield Wrap, he broke the Luis Diaz story, and he says this morning he's spoken to a contact in Uruguay that tells him Darwin Núñez is Liverpool's priority signing. No shit, Pep. But he does add, he's even already spoken with Jurgen Klopp. Well, Gareth, what are you making of all this? Sounds like a done deal, Claxon kind of job, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I mean, I thought it was interesting going back to when we played them, how Klopp talked about him then, how Klopp was with him on the pitch straight away. You know, I always keep an eye on that because I always think there's something in that with Klopp about the way he gives certain players a little cuddle.
He does, doesn't he?
Son's one of the...
Son's getting a lot of love, isn't he?
The lad at Arsenal is another one as well.
Exactly. Martinelli as well, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always, let's say, he makes a beeline for them, he tells them they're good, he's whispering in their ears, giving them a little hug, he's showing
cheeky
them
a pinch on the arse,
yeah, showing them what a Klopp hug is about and what it's like and how they could have lots of them if they came to Anfield. And obviously he did all this with Núñez even referencing that he was a good looking lad and things like that, and you just thought, hello, he fancies him in every respect, and so it's no surprise to see it reach this stage, really. And you know, I'm happy to sort of trust the process on this. I look at the online chat, and as ever, there are some negativities, because there always are, because someone always wants to take that stance with anything that Liverpool do about anything. I'm the same, I would guess, as a lot of Liverpool fans, in that I've watched them play against us twice. I was impressed particularly with how we played at Anfield. It felt, and I said at the time, it felt like an audition. It felt like he was like, I know this is an opportunity to impress. This is a place I'd like to play. That's a manager I'd like to play for. Watch this.